South Carolina just passed a law which bans abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Now, Georgia already has that law. It adopted it 4 years ago. But a lawsuit had kept it from taking effect. Until recently, that is. Now, a lot of people don't know it, but Georgia's abortion ban can now be enforced. Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
When rules governing abortion change, either by a legislative act or court ruling, it often makes national headlines. That didn't happen when Fulton County Superior Court Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams issued her decision on October 30th of last year. Her ruling effectively changed how late women in Georgia could terminate their pregnancy, from 24 weeks to 20. And the response was crickets.
All we can tell you is that no one seems to have known about this.
Jennifer Dalvin is with the ACLU. The group filed the suit challenging Georgia's 2012 abortion law. They won a temporary injunction against the ban while the case was in court. Dalvin says they didn't learn the judge sided with Georgia's attorney general and dismissed their case until March, 4 months later.
We never received a copy of the decision. In fact, it appears that the only folks who knew about it was the AG's office, and they don't seem to have told anyone. They didn't tell doctors, they didn't tell hospitals, they didn't tell clinics, and most importantly, they didn't tell women who may need this care.
That means for 4 months, abortions after 20 weeks were prohibited and doctors didn't know. The Attorney General's office wouldn't comment, but in court documents, the state confirms receiving the decision. In that 4 months, the ACLU missed its chance to appeal to a higher court. Dalvin says they're now trying to recuperate that right.
This law is blatantly unconstitutional, and it is today denying women care that their doctors say they need and that is constitutionally protected. That's why it's important to get this case back on track.
What makes the state ban unconstitutional, according to the ACLU, is that it contradicts Roe v. Wade. The 1973 Supreme Court decision carved out a protection for abortions up to 24 weeks. Georgia's law, called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, rests on the belief that fetuses feel pain before then.
John Eastman. I'm the Henry Salvatore Professor at Chapman University's Fowler School of Law.
Chapman University is affiliated with a Christian church. Eastman defended a similar 20-week ban in Arizona as constitutional. He says if the fetus feels pain, then that's a human life.
And that triggers all sorts of protections under the Supreme Court, even pro-abortion decisions like Roe versus Wade, which, you know, very clearly say if we get to the point where we know this is a human being, of course, our decision would have to come out differently.
More than a dozen states have passed 20-week abortion bans based on that logic, though evidence for this fetal pain is disputed by the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Before the case against Georgia's ban was dismissed, the state was one of the last places in the South where women could get this procedure up to 24 weeks. Professor Sarah Roberts at the University of California, San Francisco, looked at who was visiting Georgia clinics.
What was notable was that women receiving care after 20 weeks in Georgia were from throughout the entire South, the Midwest, and the Northeast.
Roberts found out-of-state patients accounted for half of the abortions performed between 20 and 24 weeks. Options for those women may be more limited now, Roberts says.
If Georgia is no longer providing those services, then Florida is the only state south of Maryland and east of Colorado where women can receive that care.
To be clear, the Fulton County judge who ruled on the ACLU suit didn't support or reject the ban. She dismissed the case on grounds of sovereign immunity, a debated law that protects the state from being sued. At a hearing today, the ACLU will argue for a new chance to appeal that decision, since they say they didn't receive proper notice. The state rebuffs that claim and says the ACLU can't prove the court didn't try to mail them notice. According to WABE legal analyst Paige Pate, the distinction matters.
What's important under Georgia law is really not whether the parties got the notice, but whether or not the court sent out the notice in some way.
Fulton County Superior Court couldn't comment. The judge could rule on the matter as soon as today. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.